On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
We're going sportsing. Welcome to Tall Can Sports, number 121. Moving along, man. How's it going? Oh, pick it up. Pick it up. Open it. Put it down.
That would involve a certain degree of coordination.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, it's like I said, we're in the...
Septic tank.
In the Tall Can sub...
You pick it up, you open it, you set it down.
Look at you. I didn't realize there was studio etiquette.
I'm well aware you are not aware of that. Baseball season, man, upon us.
Hey, and I'm fine. Thanks.
No one gives a shit.
How are you today? Nobody cares. In case you were mistaken.
Yeah, well... Every time I have ever asked the question, it's always been something along the lines of outstanding.
Top drawer.
Yes.
Top notch.
Top drawer. Nice. The Blue Jays tonight.
Where mama keeps the...
Lots of stuff we don't want to talk about, probably.
The things you rattled off your head when you were a kid.
Oh.
What is this?
It's hot. I think your mom was different than my mom. Tonight.
Did it have a suction cup on it? I swear to you, I thought it was a handheld Mixmaster. I had no idea. But I was intrigued by the little comb thing. What is that?
Tonight, baseball in Montreal.
Matt does his best. Hey, just hardworking man over there. Gonna keep this show on the rails.
Oh, I'm just trying to keep it close to the rails.
I want to be able to see the tracks from where I am.
I'll call it a victory.
Okay.
Do you have any interest at this point? And it's not like either of us have ever gone or would. Do you still see any reason for them to continue doing this thing where they bring the Blue Jays and some poor fucking other team up with them to Montreal before opening day? Have them run around on the concrete for a bunch of people who lost their own team.
See, and I think I'm in a unique position. I've never been, but having just been to a Habs game last weekend.
Boo!
Yeah, suck at Habs fans.
You too, Canucks fans.
But yeah, really, for sure. But yeah, they're plugging the hell out of this.
Really, eh?
Yeah, you see it all over the place. You see it in the subways. You see it in local media. You see it in the Bell Center. Right, Yuppie was in-house.
Yeah, but he's moved in there since they left. He's become an honorary Habs mascot.
Yeah, but so on the big screen, you see it, it's around. They're pushing it hard.
So aside from MLB collecting money from 90,000 people, which is last we heard the number of tickets sold, pretty fucking good.
And they want baseball. Like to me, it's I don't think a lot of Montreal people care too much about a, you know, borderline spring training baseball.
But don't you think, okay, we get it. You want, until some fucking fat cat in Montreal decides to open up his wallet and build by himself a downtown baseball stadium, they're not coming. And even then, you got to convince them to expand or more likely pluck Tampa Bay out of the shit heap that they're in.
Yeah.
I think
hey,
at this
how
point.
How about Montreal in the AL East?
Yeah, I'm pretty okay with that. But the thing is, they're already talking about they're not going to let Devin Travis play because he's coming off knee trouble.
Well, and that's what they said. I was reading somewhere where they said, and yeah, pretty sure they're not going to let Travis play because that is essentially just concrete painted green.
When I hear what that looks like, man, you know that shitty, like back in the 90s, green carpet that people would put on their docks?
Yeah.
Like that's all that looks like to me is.
Yeah.
And they said, like, people complain about the Rogers Center, but that's as modern and as soft and as realistic as they can possibly do it. And they.
Well, I thought they dug up. I thought they put in.
They put dirt around the base paths. They have not yet put in. They.
Okay.
Now, see, that was a Paul Beeston thing, and he's been punted in favor of Shapiro here, and he seems less interested in doing it. But they're going to have to dig up apparently about 3 feet under every inch of the playing surface to put the drainage in underneath the building to allow them to then put grass in and be able to water
it. Worth it, no?
Well, to you and me who aren't going to. Well, you know what? We will pay for it somewhere.
Yeah,
but.
or are they suggesting that the Sky Dome is only another 10 years away from being obsolete and they're going in a different direction?
Yeah, no, that doesn't seem to be it either. Shapiro has turned his attention to other ways that they can renovate the dome.
Waiting two more years and then bringing in Encarnacion like so many former Indians.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, Shapiro, good for you.
But they're not going to let Devin Travis play. Thank God Jose Bautista will be gone to his brother's wedding for the weekend because you know he's going to fall apart on that concrete floor.
And keep this in mind too. Worth noting is, as they're playing tonight, the forecast is snow.
Yeah.
And the Uber driver I was in with said, yeah, if they get more than 3 centimeters of snow on top of that, they cancel it because it's a safety hazard. And last thing I saw was they were calling for 5 or so centimeters of snow. So,
you've seen it even back in the day, there was just panels falling off the roof onto the field.
Panels too. Not
like
just
kill
like,
you panels.
This is it.
Kill, you know what? Can we, Justin Smoke? First base panel. Anyway, it just seems to me like at this point, we know they want baseball.
But they're raving about Justin Smoke.
Batting 176.
About his defensive his defensive prowess as a first baseman. Maybe unrivaled.
Yeah, well, at first base. I'm putting Kendrys Morales over there and I'm living with it.
Because there's a bunch of stiffs.
Yeah. No, man, it's. Do you not think at this point it's run its course? This is the fourth year they're doing it. We know they want baseball. We know most of them don't care about the Blue Jays. They're doing this to show.
Right.
We get it.
They're pumping their money down not to see the Jays.
Right.
But to show we want Major League Baseball here.
That's right. There are baseball fans here. We will support this. We will do. They get 100,000 fans pretty near every year.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you put in a sweet little maybe 40,000 seat stadium right downtown somewhere?
It'd be nicer than what the Jays got. Like, it just seems to me at this point, you're going up there and running around on concrete, and then we're going to have to turn around, go back down to Baltimore. And whatever. Enough. Like,
and you make that stadium similar to Safeco Field in Seattle?
To me, even more like what they have in Milwaukee, where it's got, like, it's an open-air stadium, and there's no big walls like there is in Toronto, and then the roof just kind of, it's, the thing about the dome, that is a closed stadium with the possibility of opening the roof. Milwaukee, right. And I think even Arizona.
Well, I thought that's what Safeco was too, though. They had a.
I'm not as familiar with Safeco. They do have the ability to close it, but right. I don't know.
But I don't think it's completely closed in. I think it's very similar to what
Milwaukee,
you're describing in Milwaukee,
where it's an outdoor
it comes
baseball
over
stadium
and covers the top.
Yeah, and it's essentially just a canopy. Yeah. Like that stops the rain kind of thing. And that is awesome, right? That's what you want on a mid-July afternoon or night or whatever, right? To just go out and
for sure.
You still, even if the dome is open, you feel like you're indoors, but you can see the dome or the tower, and that's about it. So to me, I just kind of think this, it's a cash cow for MLB. We're going to go play two preseason games and get 100,000 people out of it. But at this point, we get it. You want baseball, call us when you have a stadium.
See what Jeffrey Laurier's doing.
Or stop making the Jays go, because we're old and have guys. Like, I don't want Josh Donaldson coming off a hamstring injury playing there.
Yeah. Well, Josh Donaldson, he of 9 bats and 0 hits.
0 for 9, yeah. 3 strikeouts, 4 walks, I think.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right.
Still.
4 walks and 9 plate appearances?
No, those don't count as.
Oh, okay.
0 for 9 with 4 walks and 3 strikeouts, so. Yeah, no, it's not good. And I would just as soon have them not do it. What were your thoughts on how they have lined up the rotation to start? It looks like Monday, opening day in Baltimore, they're going with Estrada, who says he's feeling great. Then they have an off day on Tuesday.
Which, that's a couple years in a row now they've done that, right?
It's so fucking stupid.
Well, what's the purpose of that? Is that to make opening day special?
I mean, maybe you have a couple of games. Are the Cubs playing the Yankees on Tuesday?
Because there's no other way to make one of 162 special.
Yeah. Never.
And you're like, it's first step out the door, clunk.
Yeah. I've seen a Blue Jays opening day before.
See you in October. Journey of 1,000 steps.
Tuesday, off day. Wednesday, hap. And then they are into, was it Tampa?
Yep.
Yeah. For a four-gamer that sees, what do we do here?
Stroman, yeah. Liriano.
Yes.
Sanchez. Estrada.
Estrada back.
And then they give Hap.
Yes.
The home opener against Milwaukee.
Right. Does it not seem to you already like we're already doing this thing again with Sanchez in the innings? Well, we started him in spring training a little later because he went so late. And we're not sure if he's ready, so he's going to be the last of the five to go.
And so what happened with that whole thing about Sanchez and his agent being pissed off? And
so essentially, the Blue Jays have a policy of, we will offer you a raise of such and such pittance percentage based on what you did. It has nothing to do with how you performed, simply okay. on as you. And so his agent, Boris, goes, this is the most harsh treatment you could possibly give, because the only other option is, well, you can just make what you were going to make. This is a bonus that we offer you for making your third season with us. It has nothing to do with performance. And he said, no, that's okay then. I'll
just take that and you're going to pay me.
You are going to pay me, or more likely I'm going to be a Yankee, right? Or something like that.
Bitch better have my money.
Exactly. So no, I think that's Rocky. I don't think he loved the way he was treated last year and the way he was jerked around.
Well, I don't think any of the fans loved it either.
No, I sure didn't. I think this is maybe not a long marriage, which is too bad because he looks fucking...
Well, excuse me. Especially when you look at his age, and then up front, they're talking about throwing Estrada out there more as sort of a tip of the hat to how much yeah. work he did last year and how hard he battled through injuries.
Through that back injury,
and all that sort of stuff, and went out and gave his all. And even going back to the previous 2015
yep.
ALCS.
Well, there's a certain amount of, I think, you line it up. They try their best to look as far ahead as possible. If this is the five we trot out and here's our off days, that means on this day Sanchez should face Tanaka maybe, right? And on this day Stroman will get Price. And you're trying to look as hard as you can up to the All-Star break, right, where you can kind of rejig things again. And
right, but I think even at a much more basic level than that,
yeah.
it goes righty, lefty, righty, yep. lefty, righty.
Yep. And the other thing was separating, in the article I read today, the sinker balls, right, which are Stroman and Sanchez. You don't want them going back-to-back, so you'll throw Liriano in between them, as you say, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, but also keep guys off balance as much as you can in a three-game series.
It's all very different, yeah. right? When you look at what at the baffling shit that Estrada throws,
yeah.
and then more of a conventional hard-throwing Hap coming after him,
yep.
right? Stroman with his ground ball, you know, pitching,
absolutely,
those sorts of things.
And then you got Lariato,
with his
action.
With nasty business, and then you go over. I think, to me, if you can look past how it gets set up and who goes where, right? Because they're also saying, already this looks like they're setting up Sanchez to go, well, but he's further back in the lineup, and then off days, and boom, he's going to be the guy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, nobody ever stays healthy for a full 162. You're going to have people coming in, you know, so to me.
So you're cool with this?
I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot, to be honest with you.
And it's funny, you and I have done a whole lot of Blue Jay navel gazing here over the last month or two to, you know, going, oh, God, I don't know if I like that rotation. When you see it laid out on paper, 1-5, you go, yeah, we might be okay.
Right? If they stay healthy.
Yeah. No one's touching
to
that.
To me, that's the best rotation in
baseball. Forget the AL. That's the best rotation in baseball if they stay healthy.
1-5 depth.
Yeah.
You're missing some of the top end studs.
Right.
I think that Boston can throw out, or, you know, you're real bona fide Syndergaard kind of guys,
sure,
right?
Yep.
But
1-5?
1-5. All good guys.
Well, nothing to say that Sanchez doesn't become this season, if he wasn't last season, that Syndergaard or that Price or that whatever you want to.
Well, the 20-game winner in Hap, which I don't think anybody expects to happen again, right?
So, no, I'm pumped if he gets to 15 again. Not because I expect him to be bad, but I just.
I see them all in that 15.
Yeah.
If they were all in that sort of.
Yeah. Maybe Lariano at 12. You go, yeah, all right.
Yeah. Well, this is it. I think if you're getting anything above 10 in the back end of your rotation, that's rock solid.
And don't you think within a week or two, like everybody, like every year, you forget who started opening day, and now instead of it looking like Sanchez is
you're just looking forward to going and saying, okay, this is what's happening in the series coming up.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to get through Milwaukee, and then you have Yeah, I don't get that, man. Honestly, I know we touched on it on a previous show, but
home opener, come on out and see the Brewers.
Well, and to me, that was a great 80s rivalry.
Sure.
Right? They were in division, all that sort of stuff, but they've been interleague for 20 years. and who wants to start with interleague play in your home opener?
Yeah, I wonder.
That's bullshit, man.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of that is. Home opener is going to sell out anyway. Let's send in the fucking Weed Sisters.
And you know what? I'd rather play Milwaukee in the home opener than Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's garbage. I don't want to see them ever.
Garbage, and they beat us always.
Yeah. Well, they beat us in Tampa. I think we have a better record at home.
Yeah.
We rarely. I think they took a series or two last year in Tampa, but traditionally.
Yeah, it's ugly.
It's a dead spot on the schedule.
Well, I think their pitching staff's going to be okay with Chris Archer going out there and some of the things that they've got, but their lineup at this point is not much left.
Scratching and clawing. That's that sort of. Yeah, they're going to finish last in this division.
There you go. I don't disagree.
Unless the Orioles go through that whole boom and bust thing that they continue to seem to do, right? Where they're.
Well, the Red Sox, you mean?
Well, no, even the Orioles, right? Where they have that win the division, finishing last.
I thought that's what we just talked about was Boston. They would win the division, then finish dead last, win the division.
Well, see, but they won and then finished out and then came back.
Yeah.
Whereas Baltimore, you always look at them and go, these guys, really, they have no pitching. They're like a beer league team.
Nice.
Swings for the fences all
bad news, Orioles.
This is it.
Leaving your fucking best pitcher in the bullpen in a must-win game. Way to go, Showalter. Thanks for that, buddy.
Love that. That's a nice throwback.
Yep. Zach Britton just sitting there going, I wouldn't have given that up. So,
look at it. Gave it up.
Oh, I'm giving it up again.
Giving it up. Now, if you look at, I was reading some notes from the Sanchez start, right? And there was some talk of how Travis played defensively, right? They were talking about him, how he moved. Right, in terms of picking up balls, and they were saying, you know, some of the reports were moved fairly well, right? Circling around, getting on balls, shagging stuff in the outfield, moving well.
Well, that's good because his defense has never been defensively, you'd go with Goins or Barney over him any day of the week, but he can bring that bat that a lot of contact.
No, and I'm just talking about in terms of how he moved
how he's recovered
on that knee.
Yeah.
More than yeah, Gold Glove caliber,
sure,
just in terms of being healthy,
yeah,
and not looking like, ooh, he reached for a bottle of water and hurt his...
Tweaked something.
Yeah.
Ooh. We've all been there.
Right, and likewise, I'm trying to think of the guy's name, who singled off the mesh wall out in right field, and they were saying Batista picked it up and without a bounce back into the infield, right?
You'd like to see maybe that shoulder recovered a bit from two seasons ago when he blew it apart. Right?
And you know what? In his 9 or 10 games or whatever it is, batting almost .500.
Yeah, he's looked good. And he looked real good at the World Baseball Classic. Yeah.
So to me, there's a couple of good things that if you can just sort of go, okay, you know what?
Do you put any stock in Stroman? Was a big deal there at the World Baseball Classic, including pitching the deciding game for the United States.
MVP of the finals game.
You put any stock in it? Do you care at all?
I do. The fact that at this point in the year, right, he can be at a level where he can shut down a pretty good Dominican team.
There was also – it's not nothing, but I'm trying to keep expectations in check for myself more than anything else and go, he beat a bunch of bats still in spring training form.
Yeah, okay,
it's kind of part of the tournament.
What comes around quicker?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
Hitting or pitching.
No, you're right, but –
yeah, to me, do I put a lot of stock in it? And do I? Does that say
he went to an exhibition tournament and he won it? I'd rather have him win it than lose it, right? I'd rather have him look good in it than look bad in it.
Man, he got smashed around. See that? Oof.
Yeah, because then I probably would put some stock in it.
Well, this is it. And so, to me, yeah, it's a good sign. In as much as, yeah, just like Batista had a good World Baseball. You look at guys who had great Draisaitl at the World Cup of Hockey.
Yeah.
Crosby,
yeah.
Great Marchand, great World Cups of Hockey.
Oh, fucker.
That just roll right into good. So to me, that means...
Get up and going. You're feeling good early.
This is it. And you're showing up now with confidence at the end of spring training, and you're starting to roll into some stuff.
Yeah. No, and like I said, it's not nothing, but I just... There was some people... I spend a lot more time in the Twitter sphere, right? And
he's all ours, right? And you go, yeah, he's...
Yeah, okay. He's our... Where do you have him? Is he our number four starter?
No, I think if he ends up being a four starter, then they've overestimated...
We're killing it.
Exactly. And then somebody somewhere has greatly overestimated. He only had 12 wins, I think, last year. Yeah.
Well, so rank him for me. In this rotation, who's... If you had to set up a playoff rotation right now...
He's two or three. But in a playoff rotation, in a playoff rotation, I'm probably going Sanchez first.
Yeah, me too.
Hap second, Stroman third.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because I think I agree, but Estrada has shown every time we put him out there that he deserves to get a little more respect than that.
And
right?
Do you know how he does it?
No.
No, okay.
Smoking mirrors, I guess. Only say that for so long.
No, I get it. But that's the one thing I go... And he's old and he's getting...
His back's falling apart.
And when I say he's old, he's older and
he's younger than you.
And he's wonky, yeah.
Maybe than me, I don't know.
Yeah, than you too, I think.
Yeah,
right? But all I'm saying is I'm also not pitching in the majors.
Well, that's true.
Anymore.
You might play first here.
Body of a first baseman. Kendrys Morales.
Speaking of smoke and mirrors.
Yes.
No, it's...
No smoke, though.
No. 176 this spring. He's coming around. He's gonna get it. It's gonna be great.
Oh, but he's a killer fielder though. Don't get crazy.
The only position in the fucking game where that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, no. And to me, if there's anything else, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
But he's a great kisser.
Oh. Well, we can talk about that.
I seen it. Yeah, like it, in terms of things that you don't care about.
It's not happening, but I'm calling out for still Pierce at first and probably Upton.
They don't feel comfortable, it sounds like, putting Pierce anywhere in left or at first.
Well, whatever happened with that elbow, you can't throw. And so left field, I get, isn't – I'm going, what are we doing then? Like, why is he going to be in left field? Where does he got to throw more?
Well, and every time you turn around, they're talking about, they're going to pick up somebody who, you know, who's been cut by somebody else.
Yes, exactly. Going,
well, we can platoon him with Upton out there.
No more platoons. Come on. I'm going to trade my number four starter, Marcus Stroman, for a left fielder. I'm not really, because we got nothing in Buffalo to fill it.
I was just going to say,
Matt Latos.
Matt Latos, I think, is always the guy that you're talking about.
He had the opt-out and...
chose to stay.
Yep. That he's going to go to Buffalo.
And what do you think the thinking there is?
No one else is interested. I'm sure he didn't decide to stay and go to Buffalo without his agent checking around going, anybody? Come on. Ah, fuck.
Well, and it's odd because...
It's not just AAA, it's fucking Buffalo.
I know. Yeah. But to me, you sure there's not someplace else that doesn't have a stack of five?
I just don't think. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean, but I the same thing we just talked about, you're one wonky back from Marco Estrada away from being back.
But surely there's got to be a pile of other rotations. Look at Baltimore.
29 of them probably.
Look at Baltimore, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, but he didn't impress by the sounds of it. They were hoping he'd refine a little something that he had in... I don't know, 2013, 2014, and it just didn't happen. Bo Schultz going for surgery. He was looking pretty good for a bullpen spot.
Well, they said, yeah, but Bo certainly does not know.
It's not Bo, K-N-O-W. It's just Bo, N-O. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Bo, no.
So he's going to have surgery on Wednesday afternoon. He's had surgery on Wednesday afternoon. Seems unlikely he'll make it back for opening day. They'll go with maybe Tapera. We'll get a look there. And they're guys that they've expected to be using. Howell and Grilly have been okay. What's his name? Something Smith. It's like Joe Smith, I think. It's
generic Smith.
Fucking name. Roberto Osuno's been knocked around a little bit, and he had some back tightness coming back from the WBC. He's not going to pitch in Montreal either,
for
I don't
the
believe.
Japanese?
Probably not. Roberto Osaka.
Yeah.
Osuna. Osuna Matata. Yeah, no, I think he's, the best they got, but
about,
he's not
how,
looked
how
good
Kevin,
so far.
Kevin Pillar tearing it up.
On the Jew crew.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah.
Coming back, hitting in the high 300s in spring training. Yeah, again, you can't put too much into spring training, but...
Well, both Monday and Tuesday, they ran out what looked like pretty close to opening day lineups. And it was nice to see, right? Because you're still kind of looking around. There's all these guys still in camp. And you're like, what are we really doing here? And it really looked like on both Monday and Tuesday, you're seeing Travis lead off, probably Martin second, potentially Pierce. They may flip that. But Martin second, Donaldson, Batista, Morales... And then you start to Tulowitzki, talk about someone who's gotten no press through this training camp and never seems to, right? Because he's just a guy who shows up, does his thing.
Hits 260.
Yeah, well, yeah, hopefully. And
can give you 110 games a season of honestly legit Gold Glove D.
But so
big jug handle ears.
But you know what?
Random assault.
The same thing I said a little while ago, when you lay out that rotation 1-5, you go, yeah, okay, I'm okay, right? This is going to be. And the same thing, when you saw on Monday and on Tuesday night those lineups, you go, I don't love a couple things about it, but that's pretty good, right? This is pretty good. And if the rotation's going to do what it should do and this does what it should do, you're going to be there. You're going to be in the conversation at the end. Well, and really, I guess at this point, that's all you're hoping for, right? Just be in the conversation.
And hope springs eternal, right? Every spring. You just sort of go, come on, right? And you go, everyone's going to be healthy.
Is there any other sport quite like that? I mean, in hockey, you show up, you know your team's shit, right? And you probably know in baseball, too. We've been Jays fans long enough. There was some years there going, Homer Bush, this is going to – Felipe Crespo, get the fuck out of here.
I love Felipe Crespo.
Yeah, so you kind of look at it and go, yeah, this is going to be bad, man.
Homer Bush, man, look at that. There's a...
You're not calling out for the Homer Bush?
Nope.
No. I don't know. It just seems like baseball is one of those things where, okay, it's a long summer ahead. You never know. A couple things break our way. And the guy has a season. We could be there. Right?
Well, and the thing is, I'd feel better if Melvin Upton Jr.
Yeah.
Okay, he's striking out. You know, if you played him every game, he's probably going to strike out 200 times this season.
Yes.
And I go, okay, at this point, we're going to throw you down in the eight hole, somewhere around there. Don't drop balls. Don't miss shit in the outfield, too. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're a bad defender. And you strike out a shit ton.
He's not really, though. That's the thing. He kind of had some bad luck there and made a couple misplays toward the end of last. He's not a bad
defender. That's really all I know of him. I gotta say, I didn't check him out for the Padres, and I didn't take
a
good look at his, you know, just.
But both he, that they want to platoon him and Carrera, but they both somehow only hit lefties better than righties. And you go,
well, that's what they're talking about. Pagan, is that signing him and saying, yeah, you could platoon him with Upton because he can hit righties. And
again, no more platoons.
Okay, but
when we find a guy.
Where?
I know, but I said, can we find a guy? Like,
yeah, no.
Cuba, maybe.
Maybe Salta La Macchio. Maybe you can put him out there in the.
Oh, I hope not.
I can't even think of laid eyes on the guy. But if you're a catcher. No is the answer.
How about no, you crazy Dutch bastard?
Yeah, there you go.
Things that
have been uttered 100 times.
There's Ryan Tapera has got a great Twitter account going right now as he's really hoping obviously to get to Toronto, and he's trying bagged milk, right? Like all these different things that are only known for Canadian things. Like, and he's doing it on Twitter for his followers and having a good time with it, like he's trying to sell the coaching staff, but he obviously.
Yeah.
He knows that's not happening. It's just for the – but he's taking pictures of just having my first bag of milk and holding it up or shit.
You know
like
what?
That,
I don't get the bagged milk thing.
You don't do that?
I don't go in for the bagged milk. Not at all.
Okay. See, I grew up with it. That's still what I buy now. And I, until maybe 3 years ago, didn't know that that was just – forget a Canadian thing. That's just an Ontario thing. Like other provinces don't seem to do that.
Okay. Well, you know what? So
You're a carton guy.
No, I'm the 4 liter jug.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
The or, big fucking heavy.
Yep. Well,
snap your tiny little.
I was going to say, get your pipe cleaners out there, big fella, and have a go at. When they spill it, when I pour my milk into my cereal. Yeah. Okay. But to me, the bag honestly takes on the smell of whatever's in the fridge and shit. It's no good.
Well, the carton does too. I know you're saying you're a jug. The carton is not sealed when you push that back closed. See,
okay, but it is when you have the little cap on it.
And
you
that's a jug, not a carton.
No. You get the Nutrell.
When they're on the side kind of thing.
Sweet. Come on, man. Get off your wallet.
Hey,
I know it's an extra buck. I get it.
I get a little chocolate milk that way sometimes.
Okay. Just a little.
Speaking of my
just a little,
child.
Like there's any white milk getting drank in this place. You know, but so in a side note,
like this isn't one.
My mother growing up, God bless her. I don't know. She went to 4-H when she was a kid and whatever else, learned to knit stuff. I had my own homemade winter coat for a while. Like that was awesome. So she used to think I'm going to take these milk bags and I'm going to cut the ends off, clean them, and I'm going to send my sandwiches. The kids' sandwiches to school in these and just fold the ends over like Ziploc before Ziploc was a thing, right?
Staple.
Late 70s.
And Scotch taped.
Well, so, and she always had the, you know, the good 12 grain bread, which never fit in the thing. It was too big, so it had to get wedged in, right? And I got my peanut butter and honey, and then she'd fold the end over. And it would be stale by the time I got it because the end never stayed sealed. So, like, I'd get it and half of it would be like it was so stale that it felt like it was toasted. I'm like, ah, fuck.
So this is why you hate bagged milk.
So, you know
what? Ruined many a lunch.
Forget about it. Good luck, Mom, trying to stuff a loaf of bread into one of those 4 liter jugs. That ain't never happening.
Wow. Ryan Tapera, you have much to learn about bagged milk when you arrive, if you break with the team.
That's my rant for this show.
Okay. Anything else on the Jays or your mother's lunch packing habits? Or
no, I'm like anybody else. We'll wait and we'll see what the bullpen looks like and those one or two spots. But I'm here on the cusp of opening day, and I'm feeling mildly optimistic.
Yeah, and you know what? It snuck up on me a little bit. And as you've said,
I have no idea how, because it snuck up on you, most likely because you just assumed there was still another 8 weeks of spring training. because we love that.
30.
Not only do you play 162 games, you play 40 in in Grapefruit League.
Fuck.
Now, nobody most of our cares.
Didn't. Donaldson didn't and Sanchez didn't and whatever. But, yeah, no, you know what? It snuck up on me a little bit, but I find myself, you know, kind of excited. Ready for baseball again. That thing that sticks with you every – that's the thing about baseball, right? Every night there's a game if you want it.
And that's what I love about baseball.
Yeah.
Whether it's on the radio or it's in the background.
Yeah, it's a narrative all summer.
You do understand that it's an ongoing thing, and like the stock market – you can't get too horny about baseball, right? What happens in April? You go, okay, you know what? We're sucking right now, but you really have a chance, right? You know by July.
Yes.
You're looking at that. Check with me just prior to the All-Star game, and we'll see where we're at.
Last thing, think the fact that it looks like there are going to be five Canadian NHL teams in the playoffs hurts your interest in baseball for the first month? Because I think they'll all be gone by May.
No. But. Well, see, the thing is, I don't hate the Flames. I'm totally disinterested in the Flames. I hate the Canucks.
They're not one of them. So.
Yeah, no. But I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by the Oilers.
I am too.
Right? And what they bring.
Yeah. Hate the Leafs.
Hate the Leafs and hate the Habs, right?
But so you're probably going to play one of them. So.
Well, and honestly, it keeps me interested. If the Leafs are in,
yeah,
I'm watching the Leafs.
Yeah.
Because I'm rooting for whoever they're playing.
It's funny that you say that, and then everybody turns around and complains.
Oh, it's always first story on SportsCenter. Okay. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I know.
I hate it in bloody November. I hate it in January, and I hate it in February.
Jonas Enroth's struggles leading off.
Okay, this is it, right? And so, or Austin Matthews in his first practice before the season breaks a pane of glass. Yeah. And they're leading off SportsCenter. Like, we all give a shit. Right? Like, somebody said today, they were talking about, and the rookies in Toronto. And somebody's like, there's rookies in Toronto?
Yeah.
There's rookies that play there? We had no idea.
Well,
every day there's, this has been the last time since a rookie from Toronto took two shits before a game. Can you imagine?
Sens fans will be mighty conflicted if they do play each other all that time.
No, we will not
Toronto
be
getting too much
conflicted.
Attention.
We will not be conflicted. Okay, but
getting too much attention, and now all of a sudden you're getting it. I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah, we're not going to get it. It'll be all just be focused on what Mike Babcock said and whatever else, and who cares? Ottawa will just be a side note in that. Not like we're going to share in your glory.
Could you please step out of the way? You're casting some shadow onto Babcock.
Exactly. We can barely hear his Western slur. Can you just step to the side, please?
It's been a great opportunity.
Something for me about places. Opportunity. McElhaney.
Yeah.
Great opportunity.
Yeah.
Take
that small new potato out of the side of your mouth, Mike. and we can all understand you much better.
Love a new potato. By the way, I don't got time to cook a full potato. Give me a new potato.
And I can eat them way quicker.
It's like a bag of chips. I don't even cook them.
The new potato is a little starchy. Cram.
Yeah. That's Talk and Sports.
See ya.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit TallCanAudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at TallCanAudio.